بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ان الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر وقال سبحانه وتعالى قد افلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال سبحانه وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وان الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين من اقامها فقد اقام الدين ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام We make lakh shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. O Allah ta'ala, for you is all the praise and for all the thanks. That may Allah, you have granted us iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us with iman, take us with iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, resurrect us among those who have perfected the iman. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati mal muttaqina mal iman. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down His choices of servants, Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, and the fountainhead of all piety, Imamul Anbiya, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, the greatest group of people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pronounced His happiness, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, and none other than the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the men around the messenger. They lived with Nabi alayhi salam. They interacted with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And what was the flavor? What was the feeling? What was the thought process, ambition? Wherever a person will interact with somebody on that level, that's what will rub off onto that person. Those wonderful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rubbed off onto the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in. For any nation, any group, any town, any village, any province and country, any continent, any hemisphere, for anybody to go forward in life, they will have to go back to the time of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in and look what were the qualities of Sahaba that eventually got them to enjoy the title from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the confirmation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The ulama kiram, knowing very well in the light of Quran and Hadith, that in the life of Sahaba there is success, they looked at what were the qualities that could come out of this Sahaba, so that the ummah can once again come onto the main track and invite the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's outcome of pleasure, salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim, Allah ta'ala's outcome of pleasure, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati, Allah ta'ala's outcome of pleasure, walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum walakum fiha ma tad'un nuzulan min ghafurir rahim. The outcome of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is that Allah Ta'ala sends peace on the one with whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Allah Ta'ala gives entry into paradise with whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants an individual who is pleased with the ability to choose from the ni'mats and the bounties and gifts from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala as per the choice of that person. These Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, after perusing the pages of history, they came to the conclusion that there were many qualities, but then they watered it down to six qualities, which if this ummah will practice upon, insha'Allah al-Aziz, the rest of deen will become easy. These qualities of the Sahaba are not all the qualities of the Sahaba. So likewise, it would sufficient to say that is not the entire deen, but sufficient to say that it will get the ummah going. To explain it in a more simpler way, the ummah is suffering six losses. The ummah is suffering six holes in the tire. there are 6 gadgets in the vehicle that are not working. So the mechanic is saying, sort out this, sort out that, put this together, put that together. Your vehicle will get going, but look, the panel beating is not done. The windscreen is still shattered. You will find a few rattles here and there, but you can continue to move, and as you're going along, you can now fix up the rest of the body of your vehicle to eventually end up with a roadworthy vehicle, eventually to end up with a roadworthy soul to go into Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this. The first of these qualities of Sahaba was the quality of Iman. And to understand the quality of Iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything and everything without the help of the creation. And the creation never did, is not doing, and will never do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is as-samad, independent, and we are totally dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are completely helpless, and Allah ta'ala is the one that only helps. This yaqeen was in the heart of Sahaba. And based on this yaqeen, they took from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blessed these Sahaba to live with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is that sublime, wonderful individual who is known as Imamul Anbiya, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad-e-Mustafa, Sayyidul Qunain, Sarkar-e-Du'alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, the ulama kiram mention that if you want to see the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is spread amongst the Sahaba. And the object of making effort on this, that how 24/7 the life of Sahaba can come into our, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnat can come into our life. The benefit, my dear friends, of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it invites the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Amma Nawaluhu, Allah Haq Ta'ala Shanuhu, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that I will love you, yuhibbukumullah. Imagine on following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only will a person enjoy the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the person's sins. These Sahaba, my dear friends, they learned the yaqeen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they carried out the mission of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught the ummat yaqeen, and you and I, my dear friends, we also have to learn yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time has given us an effort of da'wat and tabligh. People ask, what effort are you all making in the effort of da'wat and tabligh? So we start off by saying that we are making effort on kalima and namaz. Kalima and namaz are two basic things for which people are going to make effort on. Can't you make effort on something that is more intrinsic? Can't you make something on something that is more philosophical? Can't you make something effort on something that is very, very unique and great? So the answer we give, we are making effort on kalima and namaz. But my friend, it is not your kalima and your namaz, or my kalima and my namaz. The effort is made to make effort on the kalima and namaz that was in the life of Sahaba, that was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That once again this ummah that is in its problems can learn to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of taking from makhluk that needs to take itself. A beggar is begging from a beggar. What's the outcome of this? The outcome of a beggar begging from a beggar, that now we end up with poverty and both of them are bankrupt. Makhluk is asking makhluk to help makhluk. The outside and the outcome of the whole thing is a disastrous thing, that what we are seeing in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left our future in the hands of makhluk, but has left it in connecting with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fa'alu lima yurid. Allah ta'ala does as Allah ta'ala pleases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And Allah ta'ala has got the power. Kun fayakun, be and it is. Sometime Allah ta'ala is creating a creation from sand. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking one of his nabis, Nuh alayhi salam, wastawat alal judi. Then the entire ark is settling on the mount of Judi. Who? Nuh alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala sends rain and everyone is destroyed in that flood. Allah ta'ala saves Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his greatness by sending one of his choicest ones into the middle of the fire. Ya naru kuni bardu wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his greatness that now Ibrahim alayhi salam see a dream that I'm making zaba of my son, and Allah ta'ala replaces that son, that knife, and Allah ta'ala replaces it with a lamb. There is a vehicle that is blocking 11012 KZN. It is a Yaris Toyota. Kindly remove your vehicle. Allah ta'ala will reward you. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replacing a ram in place of Ismail alayhi salam. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is turning a snake into a stick and then a stick into a snake. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing a child without a father, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing a whole host of things that are all the miracles that show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is a camel from the mountain, a pregnant she camel, this is also the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by his creation. This is a very, very important lesson to understand, that makhluk has got an overzealous attitude in itself. That the moment it appears to be doing something, it likes to pull power to itself to now exhibit that I am doing and I have done and I can make it happen. So this world is claiming perfection and is claiming strength and it's claiming a profile that does not belong to it. Whereas a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is totally helpless from the beginning to the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the yaqeen. La ilaha illallah. Indirectly, what is it saying? Say no to the creation. La illallah. Only to the creator, to the khaliq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing all of this, not only in the life of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but sometimes sending food from a grinding mill, sometimes taking Ala ibn Hazrami radiallahu ta'ala anhu across the water, sometimes taking out water from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sometimes shakkul qamar, splitting the moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again is displaying who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking his servant Hazrat Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from one place to another place. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas samiul basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that don't doubt who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the surah Bani Israel, Subhanalladhi, sometime we're reading Subbihisma Rabbikal A'la, Subbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, Subhana Rabbil Azim, Subhana Rabbil A'la, Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. What is the sin ba and ha? Subbuh, Subbuhun Quddus, Subhanalladhi, Subhanalladhi, Asra bi abdihi, Subhanalladhi. Glory be to Allah, O makhluk that has denied Allah, O makhluk that says Allah doesn't send the rain, Allah sends the rain. Anzala min as-samai ma'an tahura, O makhluk that says Allah doesn't feed. Wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa 'ala Allahi rizquha, O makhluk that denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This subhanallah is glory be to Allah. It is a negation that you are making a juti ilzam, a false allegation against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is pure of that. So the surah Bani Israel, Subhanalladhi, Subhanalladhi, that glory be to who? Subhanalladhi, that one who took his prophet, who took, in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word abd, not Nabi, not Rasul, not Ahmad, not Muhammad, not other titles, Taha, Yasin, none of these. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, Abdiyat, my dear friends, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great thing, is a very, very great thing. To hand a person's self over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my thinking is not mine, my heart is not mine, my wealth is not mine, my health is not mine, my everything is not mine, it belongs to Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, tamam qawli fi'li mali ibadat, Allah hi ke liye hai, my verbal worship, my actual worship and my wealth worship is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah ta'ala is pure, that they saying that Allah ta'ala cannot do. Allah ta'ala is the doer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in the Quran Kareem that this wasn't just an imaginary dream of a journey that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw, but it was a vibrant reality. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. My dear friends, normally when a person is going somewhere, you say I'm going on a Emirates flight, Qatar flight, Ethiopian flight. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a unique flight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent by His Qudrat an animal normally to ride in this world, wal khayla, wal bighala, wal hamira, litarqabuha, wa zina. For us to ride, beautify, wal khayl, horse, wal bighal, mule, hamir, donkey, litarqabuha, to ride, wa zina, for beauty. In this case, neither the horse, neither a mule, something in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down an animal, what we know as the buraq. What is buraq? It comes from the word bark. Bark means lightning, my dear friends. This buraq, any speed, my youngsters are seated here. Bring your fastest car, bring your fastest aeroplane, bring your fastest jet, whatever you can think of, all this AI and everything put together. Look at the buraq. The buraq, in explanation of the buraq, that where the vision of the buraq was already there, it's already there, and where it is already there. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him on a celestial journey. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that haq ta'ala shanuhu, when he gives certain things, he gives it in a style. Tonight, my dear friends, on that night when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this journey, it wasn't for a normal thing. When a person getting a certain gift from Allah ta'ala, when a person is getting a certain gift from his company or from his wherever he is linked up to, then there's a personal ceremony that takes place. This night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his Nabi, Asra bi abdihi. When we say Asra, it means Isra. Isra is a journey by night, where there's no vision and light. In that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him from the Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. In that Masjid al-Aqsa, there's a great amount of people that is there. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes the imamat, my dear brothers. Jibreel Amin ask him, you know who is this people? He say, these are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is the title of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Imamul Anbiya. He's the imam of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam from many angles. He's the fountainhead of all piety. He is Muhammad Habibullah. And practically he was the imam of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, then Allah Ta'ala will make the arrangement for that to happen. So Quran describes the journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa. And from there, in light of Muslim Sharif and Bukhari Sharif, it is described that what is the journey which is now known as Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, is taking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is now traversing from the atmosphere, stratosphere, lithosphere, and the question will come about, that you and I, when we're in a claustrophobic environment, how are we going to breathe? When Allah wants to do something, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the arrangement for it. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going on this journey, and he's passing the first heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Then he's passing in the second heaven, Isa alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam, fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam, fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam, sixth heaven, Musa ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, and the final in top there on the seventh heaven, Ibrahim Khalilullah. All of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, when they heard who is coming, and when the heavens opened up,
they all made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but two salams were different, my dear friends. The reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the maqsad of this work of da'wat, once again, that how the ummah cannot just take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a barakat mechanism. I need a shop, let me go make dua in Medina. I need a wife, let me go make dua in Medina. I need a investment to work out, let me go make some tawaf around the Kaaba. This ummah has become a gharzi. This ummah has become what we call using the facilities of deen just to facilitate dunya. Once again, the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come to that level, that who is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So every one of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam makes assalamu alaikum to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam make a different salam. When he came to Adam alayhi salam, the salam was, oh, assalamu alaikum to a son and a Nabi. When he came to Isa and Yahya alayhi salam, to a brother and a Nabi. When it came to Yusuf, to a brother and a Nabi. When it came to Idris alayhi salam, to a brother and a Nabi. When it came to Musa alayhi salam, to a brother and a Nabi. When it came to Ibrahim Khalilullah, to a son and a Nabi. Ulama kiram draw an important point here. The azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, when they work out the lineage, then the great grandfather of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whom the entire progeny come through Yafis down right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How come Idris alayhi salam did not say to a son and a Nabi? Ulama say the azmat of Idris alayhi salam that he had for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he addressed him as a brother and he addressed him as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this points of the Sahaba that we're talking about, after La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, our elders extract that what was the quality in the life of the Sahaba. They had the quality of a vibrant salah. They understood that the salah is asbab-e yaqini. What is the meaning of asbab-e yaqini? It is a means that is a reality that can work at all times, any time, for anyone, in any place, provided that he does what is required from that. These Sahaba, when they heard about Salah, they became elated and overexcited, because the object now was to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the virtue of Salah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide risk for the person, and Allah ta'ala removes inequity and lewdness from the person's life. And my dear friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him very close. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدَنَا. How close Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed the proximity where Jibreel Amin could not go. Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the choicest messenger. Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah. And Habibullah is called to get a gift, my dear friends. What did Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receive on this journey? Janab-e-Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the gift of 50 salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming down back now with this gift of salah. We are condensing because there's so many other things to say, because tashkil is coming up in about 25 minutes time, my dear friends. When Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is returning now to give this gift, he passes one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who is very, very experienced. If you look at the Quran Kareem, from Alhamdu Sharif, from right till Minal Jinnati Wan Nas, in 29 juz of the Quran Kareem, there's a common Nabi that is mentioned, Hazrat Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. The ummat of Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, and our ummat has got a lot of similarities. So when he heard what Allah Ta'ala had given him, he says, Ya Nabi Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your ummat won't manage this, because even we got the salah. Go back for a reduction. So then the figure drops, and we're going very fast through it, 40, 30, eventually it comes down to 5, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, still you'll get the reward, wherein your ummah will make 5 times daily salah, your ummah will make 5 times daily salah, and we'll still give them 50 rewards. Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this is taking place in a matter of time. Allah ta'ala is not bound by time. Allah Ta'ala is not bound by place. Allah Ta'ala is not bound by His creation. What seems long to us will be short to Allah. What seems difficult for us is easy for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a unique thing happen. When He came once again to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam said that your ummah won't manage this 5-time daily salah as well. Go for a further reduction. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam already got the glad tiding that your ummah will be given 50 reward. That means it will be multiplied by 10 for making the 5-time daily salah. He says, I'm very, very shy to go back. And what if the whole thing is removed? What if I don't get anything after that? So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes with this from where? Comes with this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it to the mankind. My dear friends, to understand that this salah is not a burden on the mankind, but rather it is an opportunity to exhibit the love of a servant to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person has uncapped calls, any limited, and he say you can call your children, you can call your parents, you can call your wife and siblings, uncapped any amount. How happy don't we get that this place is not holding me up, I'm in a foreign country. Allah Ta'ala gave us uncapped. The turn to me, ask me, ud'uni, astajib lakum, I'll grant you. My dear friends, the reality of the thing is that recently we did a safar of KZN. We're not talking of Gauteng, we're not talking of Limpopo, Northwestern Cape and Eastern Cape. All those are in its place and OFS. We're talking of our particular little province, KwaZulu Natal. Dear friends, after going through most of the halkas, we have got about 19 halkas in our KZN. Do you know what is the level of salah in only in KZN? We should not be deceived and look at busy areas where there are many people making salah. That is a very good thing. But when a person works on a business level, if he's got a business mind and he's got 20 branches, 30 branches, he doesn't only look at the main shop, which is his, flagship store. He calculates all the profit together and then he sees if I'm making something. When we worked out what's happening, certain places 75%, certain places, my dear friends, 50%. But bring it down and water it down. The stats that came to Masjid Hilal, KZN alone is only making 5 to 10% salah. Where are the balance of the people appreciating this ni'mat of Allah? There has to be a fikr for it, my dear friends. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought salah for this ummat. And this ummat, it is the pillar of the ummat. It is a pillar of deen. As-salatu imaduddin. And whoever will keep this pillar up, Allah will keep his deen up. And the person who will drop this pillar, as-salatu imaduddin, man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din, wa man hadamaha, whoever destroys this pillar has destroyed his deen. How will the ummat, my dear friends, get its problem sorted out? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. What is the meaning of Aqsa? It is that masjid that is 40 days journey by camel from the Haram right to Masjid al-Aqsa. It is that Haram that is the most distant away from the other two. It is a distant place. How will this ummah sort out its problems? This ummah is crying, I'm prepared to give my life. This ummah is saying this is happening. This ummah is saying that is happening. This ummah says that thing is not coming right. And when will we get it right? Let's sort it out this way. Let's sort it out that way. And each person is trying to reinvent the wheel. But in that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, through which we can become successful, through which we can get success, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that the success and the believers, the sign of success, those that have khashiyat in their salah, that have contentment and devotion in their salah, the ummah is not prepared to make this. Surely, my dear friend, there has to be an effort for this. There has to be an effort to bring the ummah to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's leaving this world, we all know when a person is going for a long journey, example, he's going 4 months pedal, he's going 4 months IPB, or he's going 4 months foreign, or 4 months local, or he's going for a long business trip. Now he gathered his family the night before coming to Masjid al-Hilal or to the Markaz, and he will sit with them and say, I'm going for a long time now to Australia, and I need you to do this. Certain account must be paid. Certain person owes us this. Certain person's amanat, you must give it like that. On the last part of his journey, he's explaining important things. Similarly, when a person is going on the eternal journey, leaving this world, he also does something called wasiyat. He also gives something that is called a bequest. He also gives something that is the final advices that are very, very relevant, that are very, very salient, and are very, very applicable, and it has a great amount of force. For one, it is said at such a crunch moment, it must be very, very important. Imamul Anbiya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving this world. What would he say besides his reading a certain dua, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la, give me the companionship of those who you are pleased with and of great stature and great merit. Nabi alayhi salam is saying something. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. The parting words of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi salam is saying, guard your salah, and have respect and kindness for your subordinates. What would prompt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say this? Because salah, my dear friends, is like the head on the body. A person can lose a limb, a person can lose an eye. Allah forbid, we don't want this to happen to anybody. Is this an example? And all these people can live without that. But did we ever see a person without a head? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat imanukum. The muhaddisin, when they analyze this particular hadith, they extract a very great point. That Nabi alayhi salam is not saying only as-salah. As-salah means amar min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma malakat imanukum khidmatul khalq. That means in a holistic advice, O my ummah, guard your salah and guard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, O ummah, what you have to do is look after and make ikram on nas. Look after the creation. My dear friends, if you open the kitab, Allama Marginani Rahmatullah Ali has written a kitab called Hidayah. Generally, for those of us that are not familiar with this, third or fourth year in the Alim Fazil course, you will come across this kitab, Al-Hidayah. This kitab is made up of Hidayah Awwalain and Akhirain, and it's got one volume, 2, 3, and 4. The first one of the volume is to do with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other three are to do with khidmat al-khalq and the service to mankind. It's a very, very important part of our deen to serve the mankind. My dear friends, nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come down with the salah, and he has to present now, as it is they were doubting him. Must remember, my dear friends, when you will do the work of deen and you're a new person from your family going out in the path of Allah, nobody knows what you're talking about. You say, I'm going pedal. Say, which club you paying for? Pedal. What pedal are you talking about? This is what, if you work with the people, you know what the mothers and fathers are thinking. Say, what pedal you doing? Bicycle? No, I'm going out cash. Which bank you're talking about? They're not familiar with this work, my dear brothers. So when you'll do a work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. And this work of da'wat, by a minuscule fraction, we will get some test. Don't worry, my dear friends. Make ihtisab. What is the meaning of ihtisab? When you're going through a challenge for a work of deen, you want to go out in the path of Allah, but she's not talking to you. You want to go out in the path of Allah, but the boss says, you go, you don't come back. You want to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, but the pennies are not adding up. You come to know. Previously they say, how many 20s in 100? But now you're making a niyat, how many 10s in that 100? You'll face challenges. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his mission was called Sahir. He was called a magician. He was called Kazib. He was called a liar. He was called Majnoon, that he's crazy and mad. In this occasion, they called him a liar. That first of all, you told us you're the last prophet. Right, we had some doubt in that. Then you told us you're getting some things called revelation by some Holy Spirit. You know, they used to mock him like this. He goes, say, La ilaha illallah. They say, Anta Kadhib, he's a liar. They made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life a misery on the face of this earth. Now imagine you coming with a new thing now and saying that I've got salah and I went overnight to the heavens. They say, see, we told you all about him. Now look what he's confirming. First he was saying prophet, now he's saying going by night. Hi, my dear friends. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was not easy for him. To bring this salah, he had to suffer humiliation. And ulama kiram, when they describe the sacrifices of Rasulul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we all know that the opening story of Fadail Amal is the story of Taif. That was a real day in the ummah, my dear friends. That was a day that this ummah will never forget. And there are other days in this ummah which the ummah will never forget. That was a physical harm upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the kuffar and the Quraysh, They didn't only harm Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a physical level. They attacked him and they attacked his integrity as well. And they gave him mental torture. My dear friends, a person can heal the wounds of a physical torture. He can heal the wounds that are there. But a mental torture where they cause his daughters to be divorced. These were the torture upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine what a problem Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not just a problem, it's a conundrum of problems. He's sitting and the people are stamping what they say. He's a liar. And the news reaches, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar reaches that person whom this ummah is proud of, whom every person in this world, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid them back. But this person, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pay him back. This person is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Siddiq Akbar, he is told that your friend Muhammad is saying that he went on a journey. Did he really say this? Yes, he's saying this. Remember, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not meet Abu Bakr Siddiq at that time. He didn't meet him to confirm this. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has got such trust on him. He's got such trust on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember in the Quran, there's only one Sahabi by name is mentioned. But reference is also made. Is Huma fil ghar, is Yaqulu li sahibi. Who's that? La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. This is none other than Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq Akbar says, if Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying he went on the celestial journey, then so be it, I believe it. You say, you believe this of him, that he's going on a journey? Say, I believe more intricate things than that. Upon that, my dear friends, Hazrat Abu Bakr got the title As-Siddiq, that he testifies to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without even asking Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When this ummah will go back to Siddiqiyat, when this ummah will go back to the zeal and to the drive that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, what he had in him, then this ummah will come on his path. My dear friends, what was the drive of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Ayunqasu ad-din wa ana hayy? Can the deen of Allah ta'ala go down and Abu Bakr is alive? Impossible. That day when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was hit, in Urdu they describe it in a very beautiful way. English can't describe it. Ma ulama ya, lafz-e Arab arabas, lafz-e Farsi hunaras, lafz-e Urdu zabardast. English you can't trust. My dear friends, English makes your feet smell and your nose run. What a language. So nonetheless, is mentioned about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ki inka chehra lahu lohan ho gaya. So much they beat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on account of standing for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, my dear friends, and when he opens his eyes, he's there by his mother, and he's there, and his first thing is asking, how is Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I won't eat anything till I know, how's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This was the drive of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful companion. My dear friends, in this effort, the object of this effort, that when Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali started this effort, they say, Ilyas se sahaba ki bhu aata hai. That means the fragrance and sweet effulgence of the sahaba is coming from Ilyas. What does it mean? That this effort is to channel us back to think like sahaba, to behave like sahaba. Yes, my dear brothers, 100% sahaba never saw a vehicle. Sahaba never saw a fan. They never saw lights. They never saw AI. They never saw a computer. They never saw all aeroplanes. Nothing of this they saw. But do not judge the advancement of sahaba by the paltry things of this world and the insignificant, what you call, communications and technological devices. If you want to talk of a flight, then is there any more grand flight than Nabi alayhi salam's flight that took place on the night of Miraj? Surely that should appeal to us, that is technology from Allah Ta'ala in His own right. Show me a person is saying that we have made bridges and we have split mountains. Shakkal Kamar, who can split the moon standing on the earth? A person says, no, we made a waterworks. Show me who can put water from his hands and all the people can drink. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want to match technology with technology to judge the Nabi of Allah, he surpassed all that. But we do not go that. There's no tit for tat. This, we do, not even worth comparing. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laqad kan lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana. Indeed, in the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an excellent example, and those that followed this example, Allah Ta'ala became pleased with them. So in this effort of da'wat, my dear friends, the third quality is ilm and zikr, to know what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, so that everything we do it to please Allah, which inevitably will become a zikr of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with us. My dear friends, when we remember Allah Ta'ala on the day, in the day and in the night, Allah Ta'ala will remember us. Faskuruni askurukum. You remember me, I'll remember you. In whatever way we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will remember us. This gift that Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought is salat. Faskuruni bis salat, askurukum bil barakat. Remember me with salah, Allah Ta'ala will remember us with barakat in our rizq. Wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha, la nas'aluka rizqa wa nahnu narzuku. Remember me with sana, praise me, O my servant. Faskuruni bis sana, askurukum bil ata. You remember me with sana, I will remember you with blessings. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Quran. We are on the brink of the month of Ramadan. Faskuruni bi tilawatil Quran, askurukum bi halawatil iman. My dear friends, we are being encouraged in this effort to make zikr. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with munajat. Faskuruni bil munajat, askurukum bin najat. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making effort. Walladina jahadu fina, walladina jahadu fina. If you open the tafsir and the footnote in Jalalain, Allama Fudayl ibn Ayaz, Ya Abid al Haramain, lo abasartana la alimta annaka bil ibadati talabu. That Fudayl ibn Ayaz, he mentions, whatever you make effort upon, Allah Ta'ala will give you that. So when we want to make the effort of deen, and we want to read Quran, it's becoming hard upon us. We want to make zikr, it is becoming hard upon us. We want to make muraqabah maut, it's becoming hard upon us. We want to do gush, it's hard upon us. So what does he say? Remember me, faskuruni bil mujahada, askurukum bil mushahada. Remember me with mujahada, I'll open up the way for you. My dear friends, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making effort so the ummah can go back to go learn the deen. They must go to the ulama kiram and ask the masla masail. They must go to the classes. In this effort, we worried about the maktab effort. Faskuruni fil fasal, askurukum bil fadal. You remember me with the classroom, Allah Ta'ala will remember you with all his fazal. Then from there the child will get inspiration. He'll want to go study in the Darul Uloom. He'll want to find out from the ulama. Faskuruni fi Daril Uloom, askurukum bi izalatil humumi wal humum. When you'll find the masla masail, then the ummah that is in trouble, Allah Ta'ala will remove it from them. My dear friends, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Allah Ta'ala by the nisbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faskuruni bil khuruj, askurukum bil uruj. Allah Ta'ala will take this ummah up. Allah Ta'ala will open up for them, my dear friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remember us. Is there anybody that wants to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through sacrifice. They put him through an acid test. They say, you say you went from Haram Sharif to Masjidul Aqsa. I ask all of you all, we are in Hilal every week, 3-4 times a week, if not, there's a local masjid 5 times a day. You come from Spingo, you come from Phoenix, you come from Ladysmith. Tell me how many bricks in your masjid? You don't know. Tell me how many windows in your masjid in Phoenix? You don't know. Tell me how many doors in your masjid? That too, we don't know. Nabi alayhi salam went on this night journey and they're testing him in such a way. Dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it up for him. In tansurullah yansurukum, in tansurullah yansurukum. When you help the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the arrangement how to help. Haq Ta'ala shanuhu open up the whole manzar of Masjidul Aqsa, and there, whatever question they ask about the numbers and ta'dad, Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it, my dear friends. Oh my dear friends, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, we're coming close to Tashkil now. They complained to his mother about him. Ke hum Yusuf ke paas aate hai, masail leke aate hai. We come with our problems to Yusuf alayhimur rahma, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Ji Hasani. And he come with a financial problem, he say, 4 mahina. He come with a marital problem, he say, 4 mahina. He come with a health problem, he also say, 4 mahina. Now outwardly, The people are saying a man is bankrupt. Hazrat, you're putting more expense on him. The man is sick and you're putting more zor on him. The man has got marital problems. He's already suffering a distance. Now you're putting him more distant away. You're sending him to Calcutta or somewhere to Hyderabad. What is the logic of all this? They complain to his mother. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. Sahib-e-Hayat-ul-Sahaba, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala gave him faqahat, Allah Ta'ala gave him understanding. And he said, isi liye hum Allah ke raaste mein logo ko bhejte hai, taaki Allah ke raaste mein jaakar, I'm saying it in my own words, yaqeen seekh kar, apna masla ko hal kar sakta hai, Allah ke zariya se. This is why I'm telling a sick man to go in a part of Allah. Because up to now he's turning to the doctors and pharmacists and specialists. He hasn't turned to the one that is Shafi, to the one that gives Shifa. I'm sending him for 4 months so he can get his yaqeen right. So now he can ask Allah. Allah will make the arrangement. That man who's making ends meet, he's in dire straits, he's poverty stricken. I'm sending him in the path of Allah so he can develop his salah, so he can ask Allah, his yaqeen will come on Allah, and he can ask Allah Ta'ala, ke Allah, mere masla ko hal kar de, so his finances will come right. That person that has got problem, that person that means islah, man aslaha baynahu wa bayna Allah, I'm sending him for that, that to make his islah between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aslaha baynahu wa bayna al-khalq, Allah Ta'ala will fix it up between him and the creation. Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, my dear friends, did not set the sata and the barrier and the yardstick of tabligh down. No, my dear brothers. The effort of da'wat is a very tasty effort. The effort of da'wat is a very unique effort. Indeed, you will cry in this effort. Don't think you won't cry. But Allahu Akbar, now you crying out of joy that Allah gave us the opportunity to sacrifice. You will feel hot while others are toiling, feeling hot, going on some desert cruise to go and slide down some desert, dunes, and they enjoying themselves, they're feeling hot. You in the pedal jamaat. We'll get wet, my dear brothers, by the rain and the monsoons and whatever else have you. Are you not happy that you're getting wet in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to a man that's standing with a graphite rod 2 o'clock in the morning? And the lashing waves are hitting him because he's trying to secure a salmon that never saw him and he never saw it himself. Are you not pleased, my dear friends, that certain man is running from Pietermaritzburg to Durban and next day is running Durban to Pietermaritzburg. He's finishing up his shoes. If only we can give them a lift. Why are they running? I don't know, my dear brothers. But you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you not happy that your feet are getting the similar treatment as Ghazwa Zatul Riqa? Correct, Mulan. Where the bandages came. What happened to the Sahaba? So this effort, my dear brothers, we can never equal the Sahaba. In fact, let's all come to one understanding. We cannot equal the dust on the Sahaba's shoes. No, more than that. We cannot equal the dust on the hooves of the horse of Sahaba also. But this much we can do. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. Those that will follow a certain group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them from them. Qiyamah day, my dear brothers, we went to Mozambique now, and we are doing the stories of Sahaba. So something came about giving blood in the path of Allah. So I told the brothers, you also give blood in the path of Allah. They got shocked. I said, the amount of mosquitoes that sucked your blood, you also give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, you'll be able to sacrifice something in the path of Allah. This is a golden opportunity. Tashkik time is up, my dear brothers. Where are the brothers to stand on the side? We have got urgent takazas that are in front of us. Ishtima date, my dear friends, already in August. Already, my dear friends, there's a harkat. The student door just finished. Jamaat came out. The ummat is ready now. Things are happening, my dear friends. We are making tashkil now. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he went to get this salah. I will make effort to bring salah alive. I will make effort to bring Quran alive. I will make effort on myself that how others also can do the same. Who's ready, my dear brothers? That on this occasion where Nabi alayhi salam brought the salah, I'm also going to stand up to bring alive this salah. Dear friends and elders, who's the first person to say 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be farmao, boy. Farmao, 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 farmao. Come, my dear. Don't let it stop. One after the other. One after the other. Allah ta'ala get pleased. MashaAllah.
Ji, my dear brothers. The first tashkil is 4 months pedal. Mulana has been stressing it in his bayan. 4 months pedal, my dear brothers. Who's ready for 4 months pedal? Walking in the path of Allah ta'ala. the stones bearing witness, the trees bearing witness. Come, my dear brothers. Who says we're ready for 4 months pedal? Very big tashkil. Pedal Jamaat is already out now about 5 days. We're looking for satis to join this pedal Jamaat. If it's coming in your heart, my dear brothers, don't let it go. Shaitan will come and tell you long, long stories. No, my dear respected brothers.
Abdul Hakim, Masha, Maulana.
Who's ready for 4 months pedal? Young and old, all need to be told how to mold a soul, my dear brothers. It's coming in my heart. Let me stand up. Let me stand up, my dear brothers. And give your name. Maybe you might not go. Allah might not take you. But that intention that you have made, Allah will accept it, inshallah. Yes, my dear brothers. 4 months pedal. Who's ready, my dear brothers?
MashaAllah. By Muawiyah.
You can see some of the brothers are thinking very hard. It's coming in their heart. Take some himmat and stand up, my dear brothers. Stand up. Give your name. Allah will take us out, my dear brothers. It's not easy in these days. But Allah Ta'ala makes everything easy. Allah makes easy things easy. Allah
stand
makes
up,
difficult things
up.
Easy as well,
stand
my
up,
dear
bhai.
Brothers.
What's your name, bhai? Hassan. Which masjid you from, Hassan, bhai? Adam's mission. Allah accept you for this mission now. Rasul Pak's mission. Allah kabul, mashallah. Bolo bhai. Maulana Yahya. Allah kabul. How long, Maulana? 4 months. Allah kabul, mashallah. Who else, my dear brothers? 4 months to the elders also. 4 months local also. 4 months foreign. Whatever amount of 4 months, my dear brothers. Whichever destination. Mashura will decide. We need few more names for this. While those are deciding, think of the chilla also. 40 days in the path of Allah. 20, 30 brothers, stand up for this, mashallah. Bismillah.
Bismillah, my brothers. Stand up. Give your name.
By Muhammad, Allah kabul. This came back. Babaki, Allah accept. Maulana Uzifa Salaji, Allah kabul, mashallah. That's the spirit. Come, brothers. What's your name, bhai? You coming to sit. All right. Bolo, bhai. 40 days in the path of Allah. Who's ready? Our chilla. MashaAllah. Salaji, Allah kabul. Vauda, Allah kabul. Musa, Allah kabul. What's your name, bhai? From which masjid, bhai? Yeah, which masjid? Swingo Hills, Allah kabul, mashallah. Mullah, Allah kabul. Gori, Allah kabul. Jadwat, Allah kabul. Who's that one? Umar, Allah accept you also. Jiwa, Allah kabul. MS, Allah accept, mashallah. This Jamaat is in Mozambique. So they ready, inshallah. MashaAllah, what's your name, bhai? What is his name? Just help me. From which masjid? Lady Smith, mashallah. Northern Natal, Allah kabul. Ahmad Said, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. MashaAllah. Jihad, Allah accept you for Jadd Juhud, mashallah. Continue with the good work. Come, my dear friends. By Faisal Saab, Allah accept. By Zahir, Northern Natal. Maulana Ghulam Hussain Saab, Allah kabul. What's your name, my brother?
Mansoor.
May Allah make you the helper of deen. Say Ameen. Don't feel shy to say Ameen. We might get accepted also. What's your name, brother? We met at tea, isn't it? Same one. Abdul Khalik. Allah Ta'ala take you to the whole makhluk for the sake of Khalik. Say Ameen. Where are you from, Abdul Khalik? You the man, mashallah. Ameen. Say Ameen. Allah accept him. What's your name, bhai? Sufyan. Allah accept you, Sufyan. Also from Ladysmith. Tonight, Ladysmith is in power, ya mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Welcome, welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. Who's that brother there with a grey kurta? Say loudly your name. Yusuf, Allah accept you, brother. Which masjid, bhai? Salihin, Allah make us. Wadkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. Who's that? That looks like Rawat. Allah accept you, Rawat. Desai, Allah kabul, mashallah. Bolo, bhai. Brothers, is there anybody that came today? You see, I came to Masjid al-Hilal. I heard something happens there on Friday night. But now they're asking me to do something. Whether I know or I don't know, I'm going to try it out. Allahu Akbar, brothers. Many tried it out like that and then they realized it was a good move. So stand up, 5-6 brothers like that. Come, my friends. I came, I heard, I want to do it. This is your journey. This is your mission. This is your time. Come, my dear brothers. Speak masturat wise also. Halka wise. Masjid wise. Allah accept, inshallah. What's your name, my brother? Nizam.
Allah Ta'ala brings system in the ummah through your efforts. Say Ameen. Which masjid? By Bonella. That's good, mashallah. By where you from? Peter Marisburg. What's your name? Osama bin Zaid. Bayat. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Allah accept. Ismail by his grandson, correct. Allah accept, mashallah. Polo by, that's the spirit. Where's the Marisburg brothers? I heard 50 came tonight. At least 45 stand up and give your name. While the five are still coming. Polo by, come. Where's those satis made niyat for 4 months? Come, make intention again. You gave your name. Hafiz Muhammad, Allah Kabul, mashallah. He's been for 4 months, Allah Kabul. Fahim, Allah Ta'ala bring faham and understanding in ummah through your efforts. Abdullah, Allah, Abdul Rahman, Allah accept, mashallah. Why, Ismail Mamdu? How long you ready for Ismail? Why? Waiting long, mashallah. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Jibai, Allah Kabul, Molana. What's your name with the kurta, bhai? Say loudly, bhai. Muhammad, who? Muhammad Mullah, where you from, Muhammad? What a beautiful smile you got. Where you from? Shepston. Now Shepston is talking. South Coast is on a map. Qasim Adamji, Allah Kabul, mashallah. Young man, where you from? Where is he from? Queensborough. Allah Pak. Ismail Sheikh, isn't it? Allah accept. Your name is Qasim. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Uncle, Allahu Akbar. What's your name? Yasin. Allah accept you, brother. Like how Yasin is the heart of the Quran. May you become the heart of this effort and pick up the people in the ummah. Say Ameen. Sit down, mashallah. Molana. Allah accept Molana Ibrahim Sahab. Started off with intention over 4 months. Now he changed his intention to 1 year. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
This is a Qurbani, my dear brothers. Trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bolo bhai. Or bolo. We still got time. Doctor till half past, isn't it? It's 24. We got 6 minutes, my dear brothers. Imagine if one person give his intention, my dear brothers, and people say Ameen. We've got people here who gave their whole life for the effort. Their Ameen can affect our entire future and we can get accepted. So is there any young brother that came here? Is there any old brother? MashaAllah. Dr. Siddiq San, what is his name? Abdullah Hussein. Allah accept this young man and his brothers and his family. Always making ikram of the Jamaat. Allah Kabul, MashaAllah. Follow by. Come, my dear friends. This half of the majma speak Afrikaans or something. Yalla ni prat Engels, we can talk some other language. Give some names from this side, brother. 10-15 names from here. What's your name, bhai? Nasruddin. Nasru min Allah wa fathun qareeb. Allah accept you for the nusrat of deen. How long, Nasruddin? MashaAllah, which masjid? What is he?
Wellington
or Wellington? Alright, Allah accept it, wherever it is you from. Allah Kabul. Bolo bhai. Come, my dear brothers, this side, give at least few names. Behind the pillar, few names. Come, my brothers. This is a night where many people, their heart is soft. While there's no categoric bayan that's supposed to be given for this, for clarity reasons. But their heart is soft on what was a miracle that came down. This is your miracle to leave this dunya. Naeem, Allah accept you, Naeem. Where you from, bhai? Peter Marisburg, Allah Kabul, mashallah. Mashallah, there's a wonderful young man in the back. Come closer, bhai. Say your name loudly. Muhammad who? Muhammad Desai. From Marisburg also. That's the spirit, my boy. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Come, my brothers, that's it. Make an intention, brothers. Many a man came sometime in the 70s. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib was there. Maulana Mufti Zainul Abidin. And they made tashkil. Unknowingly, they said, Hazrat, we're ready. That man's tabligh started from that. Tonight we have come here, my dear brothers. Even if you stand up just thinking what will happen, Allah will make it happen. Allah will make it happen. Come, my dear friends, we got time in the tashkil. If it's coming in your heart, just make an intention. Say, inshallah, I'll go. Young man, what's your name? Talha. Where are you from? Joburg. Mullah, isn't it? Mawli Suleiman, son. Allah Kabul, Talha. Allah bless you. This brother is Abdullah, son of Ibrahim, isn't it? Kaji, Allah Kabul, mashallah. This is Dr. Siddiq's other son. Your name is Muhammad. Allah accept you, Muhammad. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Mashallah, Desai, Allah Kabul, Imran, Hafiz Imran. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Make intention, my dear brothers. Someone's Ameen will strike the heavens and then that thing will open up. In this effort, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, just to give a quick karguzari of how it happened, my dear friend. They told him, Hazrat, how are you going to do this effort? You don't have an office. You don't have secretary. In our terms, you don't have any infrastructure to do it.
Then he mentions something. This is what I want to bring attention to for my own benefit, first of all. He said, Mujhko kaha gaya ke mujhko kaam liya jayega. It was told to me that work will be taken from me. It wasn't told to me that I will do the work. In this work, my dear brothers, we haven't done anything. We never did anything. Our mashura does nothing. Our 4 months does nothing. Our 40 days does nothing. Yet it is everything because Allah is making it happen. We don't say our effort is doing. So when you giving your intention, it's not you doing. It's Allah Ta'ala giving us an opportunity, my dear friends, to exhibit my love for Allah. When a person wants to exhibit his love for somebody that's beloved, then he will do things what the beloved wants. What was beloved to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It was his deen. What made that day happen of Taif? It was the deen. What made Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have 1 days of hunger? And it was the deen, my dear friends. So if I want nisbat with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today a lot of people say, you know, make dua, I can get connected to that buzruk. It's a good thing, mashallah. But the greatest of all the buzruk to get connected with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, aside from just bring the ummati, is to adopt the mission. You see, Siddiq Akbar, one is he was the father-in-law of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then somewhere along the line they are connected also. But the mission to which proximity Siddiq Akbar accepted the effort of Nabi Alayhi Salam, he enjoyed what came to him. That salam came from Allah for Siddiq Akbar. My dear brothers, in this effort there's great nisbat, there's great connection, subject to how I will minus myself from the equation and give preference to the mission of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab Nawarullah Markadaw, he was saying something interesting. And it's always, you know, it makes the hair stand on end. He say, gush karo, mehnat karo, fir chur ho jao, aur fir Allah se mango, Allah tumhare dua ko kabul karenge. Do this effort, tire yourself. In our terms, break yourself. This is the opportunity. Then raise up your begging bowls. Allah Ta'ala will accept. So my dear friends, when tashkil is taking place on your Wednesday night gush, when tashkil is taking place in the Friday ishtima, that is a weekly ishtima, and tashkil is taking place in the big ishtima, or whatever jor we are having, don't be caught sitting. Stand up and give our name, inshallah. We've got 1 minute left. Is there any last 10 brothers? Tilka asharatun kamila is coming in my heart before we move the brothers to one side. I was hearing all this tashkil, I want to give my name. Bismillah, you stand up now, your chance. MashaAllah, Allah kabul. This is the third son that stood up. Allah accept him. Now you are who? Sa'ad. Allah Ta'ala make you sa'adat man. Kabul, MashaAllah. What's your name, bhai? Hamza. Allah accept you as a robust person to make the effort and to carry this mission. MashaAllah. What's your name, bhai? Junaid. Allah accept. There's a wonderful man here. What's your name, bhai? What is it? Abid.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Amin. Alright, you come here and tell your name. Amir. Amir. Allah accept you, Amir. You'll become the Amir of the Jamaat too, inshallah. Allah accept. MashaAllah, there's a wonderful man in the back. What's your name, bhai? Adnan. Allah kabul, mashallah. Come, brothers, it's 30:30. Time to move. Anybody else? Sasta Soda, bhai. Give your name. Take the Amin of such a big majma. Such a big majma to say Amin. MashaAllah, Zakaria Hashim, Allah accept him, MashaAllah. Right, my dear friends, before short dua, all those brothers that gave their name for any amount of time, be it pedal, be it IPB, be it chilla, be it halka, be it masjid, be it long term, short term, please stand up in your place. MashaAllah, Allah kabul, Allah kabul, Allah kabul, Allah kabul. Come, brothers, more names in this stood up. Doctor, who should we send? Is anybody there to receive them? Who? Haji Imran Mullah Sahab, please proceed behind him. He will sit with us and give us few words, inshallah. Balance of the brothers, come closer, recite Durud Sharif, very short dua, then we sit in the halkas. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the reality of La ilaha illallah. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the reality of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality of this point of salah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality of ilm. Give us the reality of zikr. Oh Allah Ta'ala, bless us with the reality of ikram.
bless us with the reality of ikhlas, and oh Allah Ta'ala, accept our health, wealth and time, ability and capability for the sake of thy deen. Oh Allah Ta'ala, we appreciate the ni'mat that you have sent via Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, especially that of salah. Give us the effort, give us the ability to make qadr for this, give us the effort, ability to make effort for it, and oh Allah Ta'ala, bring alive salah in the entire mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the best of both worlds. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alikal balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, wa sallallahu ala an-nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Brothers, sit in our halkas and make fikr for whatever other taqazas that have been given to us. Allah sabko kabul farmana.